Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, hit it.
Chris Ronji, Amy Marks Kors, The Chris and Amy Show.
You know who it is.
Also, if you didn't know, this is called The Show.
Yeah. On 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Hey, good morning, friends. What a Friday it is. It is gross and hot, and it's going to get real hot this weekend.
It's
hydrate.
Summertime.
It is officially.
Where the living is easy.
And they're telling people to stay indoors this weekend. Can you believe that?
Watch your pets out there.
Hancock and Kelly with us. It is the Chris and Amy Show, and it is Friday. That's how you know it's
finally
Friday, because these two guys are with us now. 314-436-7900. Join the show. Odyssey app. Leave voice messages for us. You can watch us on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, and follow us on Twitter at Chris Amy KMOX.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
Extreme heat is reaching the St. Louis area this week. Extreme!
Sunday.
On the first day of summer. It is officially today, the first day of summer.
It is, the summer solstice.
That's right.
The longest day of the year. The days get shorter starting tomorrow. Isn't that depressing?
I think it's not until actually July 2nd or 3rd.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Yeah, it pauses in the sky for a couple days.
So it's,
yeah, it does.
We're gonna,
yeah.
So today is the longest day. But tomorrow's not going to be any shorter?
So I think our I don't know why we're having this out right now, but our sunset is supposed to be 8:28 today, and then it's like 8:29 for about 3 or 4 days, and then it goes back down, starting
maybe
on the
4th. The sun comes up later, though.
Yeah.
That's what I mean by the longest day.
It's hard to keep it all straight.
Are we still doing the three?
Or yeah, well,
Amy
I
is
have more about
number
that.
Two.
Yeah, we'll get to it.
Number two, President Trump has weighed in on the U.S. involvement, potentially, maybe, who knows, we don't know, in the conflict between Israel and Iran as they continue to trade strikes.
Cardinals sweep the crappy Sox, and they are at home again tonight. They will start an hour earlier. You should know this. They begin a series against the Reds. They also have a concert by Cole Swindell after the game.
Ooh.
So they are starting at 6:15 tonight. It was originally 7:15.
Point of parliament here. I know there's the concert with Cole Swindell. Is there still alive at Lowe's tonight after the game?
Well, I guess we'll have to ask our guy, Mike Claiborne, today during the Gas House Gang, which starts at 12. It's going to be a loaded Gas House Gang. Got Kevin Wheeler and Matt Pauly and me. What did you call it? The Gaseous Gang?
The Gaseous Gang.
It is
that's
the Gaseous Gang.
We call them here at the Voice of St. Louis.
that's what's going on.
So we got my father-in-law, a recumbent bicycle for Father's Day.
Is it the way you lay back?
Yeah. And so so it came. And it's in a big box. Some assembly required.
Some.
So
my guess is the wheels are not on.
Yeah, we pulled the thing out of the box. It was me and Georgianne.
Oh.
And
who's adorable.
Yeah.
She is.
So we pulled the thing out.
She is 5 foot nothing.
Yeah. And the only thing missing was Larry. because Mo and Curly were in the house. And I mean, it's a screw and the lug bolt and the little Curly washer that he goes on before the flat washer, and then you screw and you got the wrench, and it was horrible.
Oh.
It was horrible.
Ooh.
And we got the thing put together. I mean, it took us the better part of an entire evening.
Yes. How liberally are you using the word we and us?
Yeah.
Oh, I was there.
Were you?
Yeah.
Was she doing most of it?
She'd do some. And so...
most?
What I do when I assemble things, and I explain this to her over and over and over again, is I get all the little parts. You got the parts, you know, the little pieces, the screws, and I get red Solo cups. And I separate the parts into red Solo cups so that you obviously know what you're dealing with.
Right.
But no, that didn't happen. Yeah. Because by the time I got in there, she was already screwing stuff in that didn't belong, and the screws were going the wrong direction. And
she's been doing that for years.
She put a screw into the seat that almost went through the seat, which would have been terrible.
Well, I mean, how old is your father?
He'll be 89 in August.
So... are you all a little worried that if this is not properly assembled, there could be some type of a malfunction?
I tried it out, buddy. I took the first spin on that sucker.
Yeah. How many blocks did you go on it there, old John? Is there video?
There was a 9 on the little screen. I don't know what that indicated.
Oh, it's got an electronic screen?
No, it doesn't move. Yeah, it's got a... yeah, we had to plug all that stuff in.
Oh, I thought you were an outside recumbent bike.
No, this is a recumbent
bike. A stationary bike.
It's a recumbent stationary bike with a screen.
Oh, I thought he's going to be... I also thought he was going to be rolling about town in that thing.
And you gotta hook up all the wires.
Yeah.
And you
have
to buy A wire into the D wire. Why you put A into D, I don't know. But we did it.
Can you imagine John trying to dismantle a bomb? Like the disarm one?
No, but can I tell you what I can't imagine him doing?
Putting together a really nice birthday party for you.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, listen to this man. On a weekly basis, he describes this kind of stuff, but you guys were there. And he put together the most spectacular night of my life.
Yeah.
It really was.
I'm a method actor, and you know, I take my craft very seriously.
Yeah,
and I had to dig deep into my reservoir of thespian skills to pull off the timing. And
a lot of lug nuts involved.
It was a lot. I had a faux pass out that I did.
A faux pass out?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
And then I forgot various elements of my clothing.
You had to stall.
Yes.
So you pretended to fall asleep.
Yes.
You told Michael, "Oh, I'm late. I fell asleep."
I still got my same clothes on. Ugh, that I had on this morning, and it's not good. And of course, you know, because I fell asleep, I didn't walk the dog.
So you didn't even take the shower like you said you were going to.
Oh, I did take the shower.
Okay.
The longest shower I've ever taken in my life. And two of them, actually. I took
two showers.
I took the first one, and I took a long time with the first one, and I turned the water off, and I heard the dog barking. So that means Michael has just entered the house.
Well,
so I turned the water back on.
Because you got to install this guy. You got to delay
him. By the time
him.
I got to that dang party, I was clean.
Didn't you also? Michael is freaking out because he thinks he's going to a business function.
Oh, he's
so now you guys are going to be late. You are unflappable, and you have. You're almost ready. You're like, oh, I forgot my belt. Didn't you forget a belt?
Yeah, I forgot my belt. And then I couldn't find my phone. Don't you hate when that happens?
Did you plan ahead? Because again,
yes.
So you were like, I'm going to forget my belt, and then you go back in to get it.
Yeah,
that was all
gotta
planned.
Go upstairs.
Uh huh. Okay.
And then you got to find your belt. You know,
Michael, how close were you to committing homicide?
Well, I was irritated beyond belief because when I walked in and the dog did bark at me, I heard the water turn on. And I was like, oh, he must be brushing his teeth. 2 minutes, 3 minutes. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. He's just getting
in. So clean.
We were going to a very important work meeting. And then...
John, did you get back in the shower?
Yeah.
You didn't just turn the water on?
Oh, no. I took another shower.
Hold on. You can tell. If you can hear water running, you can tell if somebody's in there or it's just running.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And on the way out there, he has the audacity to say to me.
I washed my hair twice. Now, that's something you don't see every day.
You sure are driving fast. And I'm like, yes, because we're late because of him.
Actually, right on time.
It was incredible. It really was incredible. And you two guys were there, and Matt. Yeah. Jeske was there, and I'm grateful to you. And John Hancock is maybe the most splendid human being I know.
That's awesome.
But I think we need to capture some of this
audio.
Well, it's being recorded.
Oh. It's here.
It gets podcasted.
For eternity. Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Michael, did you guys win that award, by the way?
We don't know
we
yet.
We don't know
yet.
Best podcasters in St. Louis?
Well, no, they're up for the best A-list. The A-list select.
We already won
Best Opinion in Missouri.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of opinions.
We were, for the A-list, we were up against like two other shows and the Glover Show.
Ooh.
So we were having people vote for us because we don't want to win. We just want to split the vote so Glover doesn't
win. Just want to make sure they don't win.
Did you take them down?
We don't know.
We don't know.
That was our only goal.
It's like the year the Cardinals had three people going for the MVP award. And
that's right.
Yeah. I was thinking more like Ross Perot.
Ross Perot.
We would like to be the Ross Perot of radio.
Well, eventually somebody.
There's a guy that ended my political career.
Eventually someone will topple Glover, and it should be the Chris and Amy show.
Yeah.
Right?
Makes
sense. I mean, it's kind of like that Phantom of the Opera thing. Every year they're winning, but soon somebody else is going to win.
Yeah. Michael, when John was bringing up the recumbent bike, because I was picturing an outside recumbent bike, remember back in the day when you and I would do a lot of radio together, and you and I, who were perpetually single, would play fast and loose with deal breakers, and we would like spend a whole show talking about reasons we wouldn't date
people. Somebody.
And one of my deal breakers was a guy in a recumbent bike with one of the red flags on it.
That's a literal red flag for you?
Yes.
And they go around the park. I can't do that.
I had a flag on my bike when I was a kid, now that I think about it.
I did too, for a little bit.
I had a pea picker.
But it wasn't a recumbent bike.
It was a green pea picker. And I think it belonged to my sister at one time. And I had a little basket on the front of it. I took the basket.
Cha-ching,
off.
Cha-ching.
I took the basket.
Little Johnny
off.
H coming through the neighborhood. Yeah. Here's one of my deal breakers. People who don't pay the extra $100 for somebody else to put the machine together. Because when I get done making the machines or the recumbent bikes or the...
Yeah, the delivery and the
I've got extra
assembly.
Parts.
Georgian looked it up on YouTube, and the guy said... It's incredibly easy.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
And I saw the guy.
The directions come in like six different languages.
And then it's not easy. When you hook in the A and the D plugs, he said, now you may have to pull on it a little bit to get the little clamp thing. And so I'm pulling on this thing, and she's telling me, don't pull on it. I said, he said to pull on it. And she said, no, you're gonna break it. It was very stressful.
Yeah.
Have you ever put together something from IKEA? They just have those pictures. They don't have any words to explain what's going on.
It's a bazillion pieces.
Yeah.
I went into an IKEA twice in my life. Once in Chicago.
You can't get out of there, right?
It's very difficult. Once you're in, you're in.
It's like going to Six Flags, but not being able to jump to, okay, we're not going to wait anymore. You got to go through their entire maze.
Yep.
Several floors before you can leave.
Wow.
That's not right.
It's almost like a hostage situation where you walk in. It's like you might not be able to get out, or it's an escape room.
What if you're claustrophobic? Is it?
I mean, it's big. But...
Some people go there for their meatballs. Have you ever had the meatballs?
I have had their meatballs.
They're good. They got meatballs at IKEA.
Yeah, they're good.
It's a furniture store, and they got meatballs.
They have a whole cafeteria up there.
It's like when people go to Costco for the hot dogs.
I have seen that.
The
IKEA. It's like dollar dog, $1.50.
Meatballs,
That sounds
good. I had meatballs for breakfast.
Have you ever gone to Costco and got a hot dog?
I have.
Really?
Well, like, I don't belong. I'm not a Costco member, but I know people. And I love going to Costco.
Really?
Yes.
Will they put sauerkraut and onion and all the stuff on it, or do you have to dress it yourself?
I think you can get whatever you want on it, but it's $1.50.
Huh.
I don't know that Costco
might be the greatest... the Declaration of Independence and then Costco, like the greatest American invention.
I don't think I've ever been inside a Costco.
I have not either.
I've been in Sam's Club.
When that first became a thing when I was a kid. People are going to get mad, but Costco is far superior to Sam's Club.
I have heard a lot of people say that.
The quality. You can buy pants at Costco and tires and a taco platter all in one trip.
My problem with the Costco is that, and maybe it's just because it's me, nothing they sell there is not for an entire football team. Like if you get cashews, you got 10 pounds. You can't get a little box of cashews. You got to get 10 pounds.
I drink enough coffee that I buy the Costco Colombia Supremo.
Yeah.
Ooh. And it is a whole bean, so you got to grind it. Yeah. And I don't know how big. The bag is this big. How much do you think that weighs? That 10-pound bag?
3 pounds.
3 pounds? 5 pounds? I buy two of those giant bags.
Of coffee?
Yeah.
Amy, what is your heart like? That sounds unhealthy.
Well, I made some coffee this morning.
Doesn't that sound like too much coffee?
I made it last night.
Oh, that's what, you get ready the night before.
My coffee this morning, I had 2.5 cups this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, this weirdo wakes up, or the first thing he does before he goes to bed every night.
Oh, I know. He gets the coffee ready. Yeah. Amy is watching us on YouTube, and she says at Costco, you can get a hot dog and soda for $1.50.
Insane. You can't get that anywhere.
Wow. $1.50.
That's a billion times cheaper than McDonald's.
Could we all outsource the ballpark concessions to Costco?
I mean,
that'd be great to go to the game.
Have you ever been to
$1.50 hot dog?
There's another stadium that does it, but Atlanta. Yeah. I've talked about this before. Mercedes-Benz Stadium, which is one of the state of the art, $5 for like everything. Mm-hmm. Pizza, $5.
It's awesome.
Soda's like $3, and they have the soda machines out, so you can go back and get refills yourself. That's incredible for an NFL stadium.
That's their second stadium since Fulton County Stadium, right?
I don't know. I thought it was their first one after Fulton.
So now this is the second day in a row we've started a show just guessing about stadiums.
We love to guess.
We guessed a lot. I will say, anyway, people probably thought yesterday was Friday because we kind of mailed it in.
Oh, we had a great show, though, too. Hancock and Kelly with us here on a Friday. Speaking of mail, we had a great delivery service idea.
We'll tell Michael about it.
Yeah, we'll tell you about it when we come back. Let us know what you think of our
chopped liver.
Amy and I have a new idea for a delivery service that we're going to start.
Yeah.
We'll tell you about it next. Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I believe we've started a warehouse store civil war with our listeners.
yes.
Because Amy said that Costco is far superior to Sam's Club.
Hmm.
And this texter says far superior to Sam's. Plus, hot dog includes the drink, as we heard from Amy.
Insane.
The other Amy, who's watching on YouTube, mm-hmm. and Terry from Fenton says, at Sam's Club, you can get a hot dog and a fountain drink for $1.38, 12 cents cheaper
Come on.
Than the same combo at Costco.
But I can tell you that Sam's pants are not as nice as Costco pants.
Hmm. Also, we have a Costco employee
uh-huh.
who says, I was listening to you yesterday when I wasn't working at Costco.
Oh, thank you very much.
So... Maybe they were at Costco listening to us on the app.
We interviewed a New York Times author who wrote a story on Costco, how it's the American dream, how it's such a great place to work. They pay really well, and it's one of the most coveted jobs. Like, it's hard to get a job there because they treat people so well.
There's a reporter at Fox 2 that works at Costco.
I do know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Works at Costco.
Yeah. Like, for a second job, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was just informed that the meal I had last night that was tacos, which was awesome, was from Costco.
Yes, I get that taco platter. That's taco the taco platter when
tacos
I brought
it. From Costco.
You can get Christmas decorations. And here's what else. They have really great, like, organic snacks. Like, if you are a health food junkie, go to Costco. They've got nuts and, like, they've got
all right.
sweet treats.
I guess I got to go walk through this place.
Organic and non-organic? I mean, if the food's
pesticides.
Food. What?
Pesticides.
Well,
you don't want pests on your food.
No, you don't want that. You
know, I'd rather have a bug.
Bugs crawling all over your nuts? I mean, nobody wants that.
Now, listen. Well, there are certain kinds of bugs you really don't want down there. Listen.
I'm talking about the pesticides. I don't know what you people are talking about. But you don't want
bugs
a bunch
on
of bugs crawling all over your... I mean, that's why they apply the Roundup to the nuts.
Well, the Roundup's bad for you.
You don't want Roundup on your nuts.
Well, yeah, Roundup is the one that kills weeds and apparently kills people,
I don't even
too.
Think Monsanto exists anymore because of Roundup.
I think you're right.
The Roundup is you know, this is all these trial lawyers out there making all this money. The Roundup is called acetaminophen or whatever the name of it is.
That's painkiller. What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, it's got a name. It's got a scientific name, the Roundup, and they've been using it on the farm for decades. Decades.
I know why I went to a Costco one time. People told me, you got to go look at the toilet paper section at Costco. Do you realize that the toilet paper section at Costco is at the complete opposite side of the entrance to the Costco?
Yeah, because people know that's
they
what you
want
need.
You to go all the way to get the toilet paper. It's a loss leader. It's a corporate term. I'll teach you later, John. But anyway, the toilet paper.
So my dad says, he goes, if you don't have to strap the toilet paper to the top of your car, you're not getting enough.
Yeah. Well, post-COVID.
Have you guys experienced the wavy cuts on the toilet paper now?
Wavy cuts?
They got the wavy, like, you know, it's usually
when it tears?
Across. Yes, they've got the little
wavy.
No,
I've not noticed that.
Like the craft scissors. Remember how in kindergarten you would have craft scissors?
I've never seen that before in my life. Is
there a purpose?
New invention.
Is there a purpose to it, or just aesthetic?
It's a better rip. Yeah, because you know when you got the straight line there, it's you got to be pretty careful not to get a chunk out. But man, these wavy tears.
How do you
get a clean cut every single time?
How do you feel about when you go to a hotel, John?
I don't have that much difficulty separating toilet paper sheets.
Well,
it's the easiest thing in the world to separate.
You got to take your time, though. Otherwise, you're gonna, because the last thing you want is a stray. Strand of
never
paper
happens
out there.
To well, me you unless you get the cheap stuff like at the office.
Listen, I buy the cheapest because I grew up with a septic tank, which means you can't use the quilted stuff. I use like the Scott one ply toilet paper.
You know what?
And I can tear that.
Hold on,
I can tear that like
might as well
like a surgeon.
Put a bunch of sandpaper in.
I had a roommate who did that.
Yeah,
and he did it because he insisted that it was better than the regular stuff. And
you
I'm like, no,
more.
It's not. You just knew it was cheaper.
It can
you're
be,
a cheap bastard.
It can
it's
be
not
too
really
quilted.
Cheaper because you have to use more.
You do
That's
have
right.
to use more.
And
That's right.
The wavy cut, man. I mean, this thing has changed. I don't know what brand it is, but it's incredible.
I would rather have 10 layers of Scott than one layer of quilted Northern. One layer feels too psychologically. That's too close
layer.
For me.
I mean, you don't put one layer back there. That's
how do you feel about when you stay at a hotel and they've touched the toilet paper and they've
Oh, they folded it for you?
And they folded it. That's weird to me. I always have to take a little bit of that off, throw that off straight into the trash.
I do that here. You don't want the last square.
I try not to go to the bathroom here.
When
the zoo's got nicer bathrooms than this
Odyssey.
Place. I was walking through the zoo the other day. I had to use the restroom. I thought, man, this is really nice. We need y'all to have something like this in our office.
Well,
is this my last week on?
No. If the thing that does it is you complaining about the bathroom here, no. All right, Hancock and Kelly. We didn't even get to our brilliant idea.
No, we didn't get to your
Hancock and
service.
Kelly with Chris and Amy. A full hour. They're with us from 9 to 10 every Friday on 104.1 FM KMOX. We would like to congratulate listener car hauler Brad, who texted into the show yesterday, who was hauling around vehicles in his truck while listening to the show yesterday.
Thank you.
I believe, was he the one in Iowa? I can't remember. At any rate, he would like to pass along an important update that he was finally able to take a shower.
Hey!
Yeah, so nice.
Great
job. Great
job,
Brad.
We had a great show yesterday. Shout out to all the truckers. We're going to honor the truckers and delivery drivers of the United States of America soon. We're figuring out how to do that. We love the truckers. Guess how much it costs to take a shower?
At a truck stop.
$2.50.
Michael, what's your guess?
Free with purchase of gas.
So you're correct. But if you don't buy gas, it is at least $12, between $12 and $17 to take a shower at a truck stop. We had a bunch of truckers yesterday letting us know.
I encourage you to buy some gas.
Buy some gas.
Did you inquire, what are those showers like? Are they clean, or are we talking like YMCA clean, or are we talking camping type stuff?
I think if it's Wally's. Wally's has showers, right? Yeah.
I don't remember. Wally's just has regular bathrooms.
Because have you ever gone on a road trip and you hear shower number 9?
And
it's now open. Hear that? Yeah.
So I kind of want to take a truck stop shower just to do it.
You know,
I don't know why.
Some of the airport lounges have showers in them. You know what I mean? Like you go into the American Airlines lounge and you get a holdover.
Like I think an Emirates
in there
flight.
Like showering up. Emirates.
Some planes have showers on them.
No.
You know, like $30,000 tickets or something like that.
Oh my gosh, would that not be the luxury of all luxuries?
So, let us know what you think of our business idea. We were talking about delivery drivers yesterday.
Yeah. Okay. Bring it.
I think the truckers are in on it.
All right.
I think
truckers
they like it. The truckers like it.
Well, bring it.
Somebody mentioned how short the FedEx and UPS driver shorts are for some reason.
Okay.
I know.
Sex
they
sells,
are.
Right?
Yeah. I know.
So they wear the short brown shorts.
Our idea is to take it a step further.
Mm-mm.
We want the delivery.
Okay,
we're going to start a service. My idea.
Yeah, thank you.
My idea.
Yeah, I'm not like, we need to see men in shorter shorts.
The delivery drivers. So I'm going to start a business.
All right.
Amy's in. We're starting you're in. Amy's, we're starting a business. Delivery service, but the drivers wear cut-off jean shorts that are even shorter than the UPS and FedEx shorts. Here's the name of the business. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Nice package. What do you think, John?
It has a certain je ne sais quoi to it, I think.
Michael, what do you think?
Okay.
Do you want to be an early investor?
No, and here's why, Ron.
Come on, Mike.
Here's why, Ron.
Nice
I see where you're going. You're kind of going that Hooters niche, know, where you're being exploitative.
I'm not exploiting the drivers.
I'm not exploiting the drivers.
Yeah, no, you're going to have them walk around.
They're not doing it for free.
Their packages, you know. But here's where I caution you.
Okay.
Is there really a market to see? I don't know that a man's legs are the thing that women are most
It could be ladies too. But listen.
The stork.
Yeah.
He could be your
I got some
logo.
Legs.
You know what I'm saying? Like maybe biceps, or abs.
For men, we focus too much on
the sun reflecting off my legs would blind the dog that's barking at the window.
I agree with Raj. We focus
too much on the glamour muscles.
Yeah, the glamour muscles.
So you know how it's those things that
I'm a supermodel because my legs look good.
Do they?
Oh, goodness.
You can be. You're a driver.
Where do I apply?
With me. You're
Let's
in.
Let's go. I'm
okay.
In.
Okay. So, because you know those things that, like, you didn't know you needed it until it was invented?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's what this idea is. Mm. You didn't know that you need this delivery service.
What color are our uniforms going to be?
I haven't thought that through
yet.
Well,
I thought they were denim shorts.
Well, we're doing denim shorts, but we have to figure out the top.
Like a
a muscle shirt.
Coyote cowboy or coyote ugly it, type thing.
It could be a muscle shirt.
I think
could
even
be a tank
more than
top
the
for
shirt
ladies.
Is going to be the shoes. Like in Reno 911, are they going to wear cowboy boots and short shorts?
Oh, no, 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 that's too much.
Are going to be delivering too in these outfits?
If they want.
That's not going to be safe. Can you imagine the UPS person coming and cut off jeans and stuff? I mean, at least the man can say, you know, hey, get away from me. The poor gals, they're going to be dealing with all this guy staring at them.
We can get a safety person with them if necessary.
No packages would ever get stolen again, though.
That's right.
People would be all waiting like, hey,
they're waiting for their packages.
My nice package is coming soon.
They'd be upset if they missed the delivery.
People would be doing it. You know what? Maybe onto something here.
You're good.
I don't know, though. I mean, we could hire just guys. How does Hooters hire only women?
Well, there's guys at Hooters in there. Are they still in business?
In the kitchen.
No, I think they're gone.
Hooters is gone.
There are still Hooters.
I think the girls should be the drivers, and the guys have to be the package guys. They're the ones
delivers?
With the packages, the guys.
So the women are in the car, so it's a two-man operation.
Yes.
We have a driver and a deliverer.
I don't think that's economically feasible.
I think it is.
Well, you're going to pay a premium for the service, John.
Yes, you're paying a premium for the service.
I think the guys should be the ones with the packages. Because if Hooters can hire only women, certainly we can hire just guys to wear the jean shorts. I'm kind of on Michael's side that I don't think the women need to do it. I think they can drive.
Yeah, well, but are you really excited about looking at a man's legs?
Look. We have a couple of listeners right now texting into the show. One from a 636 says calves are sexy.
Yeah. Mm.
Another texter says, "Oh, legs are better than biceps."
All right, good. Yeah,
that's from a 314.
Hey now.
Things I've never thought about.
John, how are your legs? How do they look?
Like to talk, Michael, but under this facade is the body of a highly toned athlete.
How often does the sun hit those legs? How often does the sun hit those legs?
Well, I mean, when I take my clothes off, out in the backyard.
You're not a shorts guy.
I don't wear a lot of shorts.
You take your clothes off in your backyard?
Well, not every day.
Don't you live in a neighborhood?
I do. they love it, the neighbors. They get on the neighborhood Facebook page.
It's called Next Door, right?
There you go.
Next Door. You know what's really funny? One of my closest friends in the world was living in, I think, Los Feliz in California. It's a neighborhood in L.A. And I think it was that neighborhood. And Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit was in her neighborhood. And she would send me screenshots because he was on Next Door all the time,
right,
complaining about people's mailboxes and stuff. It was awesome. She's like, "Here's a new post from Fred Durst," and she would send it to me, which I just thought was like really funny.
So I moved into a building, and there's lots of people there, and you know how buildings are. There's gossip. There's things that are passing. And the lady, when I first moved in 7-8 years ago, the lady kept saying to me, "You can check it out Next Door." And so I'm like, "Oh, I wonder who my next door neighbor is." I didn't know what she was talking about. And then later I learned that there's this whole app. Dude, there's Days of Our Lives going on.
Oh my God.
It's
so much dumb drama on Next Door.
I don't want to be a part of it.
Oh my, it's unbelievable.
Didn't you have the lady's bunny rabbit hop into your place?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Outside.
Wait, what?
Well, I came home late at night one night and I really wasn't ready to call it a night, you know?
Hell
so
yeah.
It was in the middle of the summertime. So I'm hanging out on my patio there, which we all share a same patio, but there's dividers between us, if you will.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I go out and I'm sitting down with my iPad or whatever, drink and outside. And the second I sit down, this animal comes from out underneath my chair. But it wasn't like a little small animal. This thing, and not a regular size rabbit. This thing was,
is it a raccoon?
Big. It was like a domesticated rabbit.
This big is usually not a good radio description.
Oh, well, I mean, it was larger than maybe like a foot and a half. It's not like the bunny rabbit you see in your backyard, okay?
Yeah.
It's a bigger one.
It's a fat boy.
Yeah. And he comes out from and I jumped up, and I'm telling you, this lady's like, "Oh my God, I'm sorry. I didn't know anybody would be up," because it had to go under my thing. It was sitting in my chair. That rabbit is lucky it didn't get killed.
Yeah.
It was
her pet.
Yes.
What was the name of the rabbit? Do you remember?
The lady didn't speak English. I mean, it's broken English.
She didn't speak English.
My neighbor who has a rabbit. And I'm like,
maybe she's a magician.
Right, uh huh. What?
Maybe she's a magician.
I don't know why she... No,
was it like a white fluffy rabbit or a black fluffy?
It was brownish. Well, it was late at night and I was not in a great position. But since then I've noticed that my neighbor...
Emotionally or physically? No,
neither of those.
Now she's got 25 rabbits.
No, but I did notice that she's created like between me and her, like almost like some really high-end chicken wire that keeps the rabbit from... coming under the fence over into my area.
You know, it
doesn't look like chicken wire, but the rabbit can't get
chicken wire to get. You don't want to get the crappy chicken wire. I mean, who wants to get crappy chicken wire?
Well, I don't know if
keeping
it's chicken wire
in the apartment.
It was kind of aesthetically pleasing.
If you're in a condo, why would you have a rabbit in the first place?
Hello.
I mean, the poor thing.
Because you can't have anything else.
That rabbit almost died. It was almost a dead rabbit.
I would like to point out that while this was all going on.
Yeah.
John likes to have side conversations during the show.
He absolutely does.
So while this was going on with a rabbit, John turned to me quietly and goes, you know, magicians, they have rabbits.
They do. Because you got the hat, and if you don't have the rabbit, what the heck good is the stupid hat for?
As a guy who
I used to work with a magician at Six Flags.
I was just going to say, as a guy who used to play piano, how many magicians have you worked with?
Yeah, Bruce. And Bruce was, he was pretty good. But I lent him my Yes Songs album.
Uh-huh.
And this is probably 1981. I still haven't gotten it back from the guy.
Really?
He made my Yes
You're
Songs
not getting
album
that
disappear.
Back. That's not
Did
coming
Bruce
back.
Did Bruce have a rabbit? Or a pigeon?
He
or
had a wand. He was a wand guy.
Yeah. Did you ever see him try to woo women with the magic?
Well, I don't think Bruce was into the women.
Did he ever try to woo you with the magic?
Not that I would have known. Yeah. I mean, I was oblivious back in those days to any of that.
Didn't realize
stuff.
What a specimen you were, right?
Was it woo worthy?
Huh?
Were his tactics woo worthy?
Bruce was, as I recall, it's been, you know, 40 some years, but he was pretty good. He was a fine entertainer. Bruce was not as good as Doodles, but he was good.
What did Doodles do?
Doodles was the clown. Doodles, if you've ever seen a 300-pound man on a tiny little tricycle. I want to tell you, you've never seen anything like it. I mean, it was a marvel. You know, I'd be sitting there playing the piano, you know, everybody can play the piano, but not everybody can weigh 300 pounds and drive a tricycle around an amusement park. I mean, that guy was phenomenal.
Which of the three of you, the magician, the musician, or the clown, seem to do the best with attracting the ladies?
Oh, Doodles. I mean, he made
really?
The clown.
He turned those balloons into, he made some stuff with those balloons that we can't even talk about here.
Really?
I mean, yes. I mean, it was amazing what that man could do with a balloon. Wow. He was, and I got to tell you. A phenomenal chess player. We used to, during the breaks, we'd go up and play chess, you know, and sometimes those games would last for 2 hours, and I'd think, oh, I got to go play the piano.
When he makes a move, does he honk the horn?
he was something. He was, I mean, that guy, and I mean, he was serious at the chess. He'd take his nose off, and memories is all I can tell you. Memories.
Take his nose off.
Tell us about Saliga. Oh, no, wait. That's Bernie.
That's a gas house gang, man.
Bernie, who said, when I asked him a question a couple weeks ago, he said, that's a good question, Mr. Kelly.
Well, at least good he knows night. Who asks the good questions.
Good night.
Oh, man. Hancock and Kelly with us.
All right.
It's Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM.
Well,
KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Chris Raji, Amy Mark Scores, John Hancock, Michael Kelly, and we are going to propose to the gentleman our question of the week.
Okay, I will.
On our Twitter account.
Propose to us, John.
Do you guys follow us on Twitter, at Chris Amy KMOX?
How could you not?
Yeah. I mean, got
you,
Michael.
How could you be a self-respecting American and not follow Chris and Amy on Twitter?
You have to. So on that Twitter account, Amy.
We have a question of the week.
All right.
Here's the question, and this was a very personal question for Ron, who had a bad experience. If your child is screaming in a restaurant, how long do you wait before you remove them?
And I mean screaming. I don't mean like,
He showed us on the first day. He won't do it again, but he did show us how the kid was screaming.
I'll go first, since mine will be less interesting. Not enough data here again to process being my own child. But based on my own life and what I witnessed as the way we were treated, it would be immediately. If the child
immediate
was
removal.
You pick them up and take them outside and try to chill them out, that kind of thing. Immediately.
Hmm. Yeah.
So this is a restaurant.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, you know, if the first technique doesn't work, then I think you gotta take them outside.
Uh-huh.
But you got to try the first technique.
What's the first technique?
What, the iPad?
You reach across the table and slap them in the face.
Jeez.
Dan,
in front of everybody?
He's still alive.
And if that doesn't solve the problem, then you take the kid outside and you slap him in the face.
That usually does it. Though.
Stand up and take the belt off.
Oh, my God.
The threat of the belt.
About that. No, yeah.
My mom had a wooden spoon. Remember those?
Oh, yeah.
She wouldn't even agree with it, but she'd tap it on her hand like, Michael, enough.
My mom would chase me around with a yardstick, and I'd be like, what are you trying to do here? This is not intimidating me.
I could see you at six with those glasses and that hat running and turning around to dear Pam going, what are you trying to do here? Seriously, what are you trying to do here? I can see it.
You guys,
what do you think is happening right now?
Saw my family the other day. I got five sisters. They're all over me.
Love
my mom
them.
And dad. I was a hyperactive kid.
Oh, yes.
So what they used to make me do to get my energy off is run around the house and ding the doorbell every time I went around. My mom or my sisters would be like, Michael, 20 laps.
So I had to go out,
run around the house, ding the doorbell. It wasn't until like senior year of high school I could realize I could just push the doorbell. But I'm telling you, that's what they used to do with me. Get out, run around the house.
I've seen that. That's kind of a homeschool technique. Like doing school with the kids, and it's getting a little crazy. They'll go, all right, laps around the house.
Did your mom do that too?
Well, I didn't ever know. We didn't do it, but like some of the kids I helped homeschool would do it. I'm trying to remember if we did that with my brother. If we did, it was just my brother. We'd tell him to go run around outside.
So, I never got in trouble.
Really?
Yeah.
But you were an unexpected mistake, right?
Man,
several years behind the rest of your siblings.
Everything else that happened and moved on. And then, so my parents, when I came around, it was like, Mom, I'm going to go play in the street. Okay. And I never got in trouble.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Until she found where I was stashing my weed. That was a bad day.
You were stashing your weed?
Yeah.
Wow. Did you have any doubt this man had a white polyester shirt that he would go up to Northwest Plaza and disco
polyester
with?
I had a silk shirt.
He had to get himself
you
in the right
did?
Mindset.
Yeah. Oh, I had a couple of them. Me and Bobby Joe Edmonds would put our silk shirts on and show up to Miss Goff's class.
Wow. Look at you.
She You'd was, be high in a silk
she,
shirt?
She was teaching us prepositions, you know, over the podium, around the podium.
Under the table.
Bobby Joe was in the back saying, up your podium. We got in so much trouble. He went on to become a Pro Bowl kick returner for the Seattle Seahawks.
Is Bobby that Jones. Right?
Oh, yeah.
From what?
Pattonville. And then he matriculated to Lutheran North. And then he got a scholarship to Arkansas, and then he was in the NFL.
Wow.
Great guy.
Do you know Andy Banker's brother, the guy who sits between us on TV?
Yeah, I know who he is. He was at your party.
Yeah, his brother was an NFL lineman.
Oh, yeah.
For the New York Jets.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Good one.
Yeah.
He had a long career.
I was like, Andy, how much bigger than you is he? Because, I mean, he can't be.
He's a big dude.
Andy's big like us, but I mean, we're not NFL big.
No.
No, at NFL.
Speak for yourself, buddy.
You think you're NFL big?
From the waist up.
A lightning receiver. Amy. Hands like you couldn't believe.
We were talking about size.
Legs.
Oh.
We were like NFL size.
Well, I was 6'1", you know. Let's get that one-handed catch up there.
Michael.
I don't think you'd be a receiver, John.
For one play, I'm as good as anybody.
Michael, my brother did. My Mrs. Mark's Gorse texted. My brother did have to run around the house.
It's miserable, but it was fun. And then they put a fence in.
Thanks for listening.
For you?
Look how easily tricked you all were when you were children.
Yeah.
It was his senior year of high school.
I love you people. I'm grateful for what you did for me. I love this hour we spend together.
John did all of
we
it.
We love you.
All we did was drive an hour and a half to get to you.
Did we solve the world's problems?
Today?
Yeah, we solved Israel.
I didn't even think.
We
sure did.
Everything.
Big,
we
beautiful.
You know, how we, we solved it?
By 2 weeks, baby.
By ignoring it.
Yes.
We're going to wait 2 weeks.
John Hancock, Michael Kelly, we love you. Have a good weekend. Chris and Amy's show continues. When we come back, we will talk to Congresswoman Nikki Budzinski as that sale of U.S. Steel, or the deal between U.S. Steel and Nippon, has gone through this past week. What does it mean for Granite City? We will talk to Nikki Budzinski next on KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.